Very good morning and welcome to today's stock market update for Tuesday, December 7th. And wow, the craziness continues. Stocks bounce back, but what's next? And we'll take a look at the craziness in leisure and hospitality stocks. Moderna, gotta take a look at this. Wild swings of 70%. And then also Alibaba. What's next for Alibaba? Very big surprise from Boston Beer. We'll take a look at this. Tesla is in the news again. And then we found an article with our stocks with the highest correlation to Bitcoin. So we'll talk about this and much, much more. Now, if this is your first time here, hi, I'm Marcus Heidkotter. I'm a professional trader. And every morning we sift through a mountain of news websites, newsletters and reports. And then we take the most important news and go live here to share with you what you need to know as you head into your trading day. Now, if this is your first time here, I know this all can be a little bit overwhelming. So don't worry, we have a special video for you that we link forward to in the description, and that's a great place to get started. Now, with me in the studio here is my head coach, Mark Hodge, who has 24 years of trading experience. Hey, Mark, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Marcus. How are you?
Doing good. Now, Mark and I, we have helped thousands of regular people to understand how to trade these crazy markets and actually make money way beyond what your typical financial advisor would do. So these markets, Mark, what do you think? I mean, look at this here. So yesterday, the Dow bounces back almost 2%.
Nice move. I said yesterday, if not in the video with our mastermind group, that I thought the market would be grabbing hold of the positive news regarding the Omicron variant, and that would be the story. It's not as bad as people expect. It is something to be aware of and concerned about, but just not as bad. And that's definitely the case. The Dow up nicely. And this morning, I mean, futures are great. You know what they say? Don't kiss a gift horse on the mouth. No, that's not what they say. But I mean, it's like a freebie, right? It's like a... All of a sudden you wake up and the NASDAQ's up almost 2%.
Yeah, I'm having up the mini S&P here up 1.25%, NASDAQ almost 2%. So, I mean, what is this all about? The Omicron virus. So I think it was Dr. Fauci, the White House medical advisor, who said on Sunday, but the initial data is very encouraging that yes, it is contagious, but it is not as severe as some of the other variants. So, and I think this is where yesterday market said, that is good because it means that probably there won't be any shutdowns. And this is what the markets are really most concerned about when it comes to the economy. Okay, will we have business shutdowns again? Will we have cities shutting down? And I mean, the only news thus far is coming from New York. Did you see that?
I did. They're putting in a vaccine mandate. I guess details will come out on December 15th on what the penalties will be, but private companies need to have people vaccinated. And I think that's the key here. One, the concern was with the Omicron variant, is it going to just flood hospitals, right? Will hospitals and the healthcare system just be inundated? Two, you know, how is this going to spread? How fast is this going to take over? But we do have a new normal, right? I mean, we've been dealing with this for, well, since February of 2020. And so I think that, you know, as a world, definitely as a country, we could kind of pivot and adjust and make changes. And I mean, for New York, it's saying, hey, vaccines for everybody.
Yeah. So, I mean, there was this uncertainty around the Omicron variant, and this is when it was first discovered. We had this huge drop in the Dow of 905, and then on Monday, okay, it's not as bad. Oh, maybe it is. And so we have a lot of volatility here, up, down, up, down, up, down. But it said, as we learn more about this, it seems that the markets are going almost back to normal. I mean, with this morning's, let's just look at the NASDAQ here this morning. So we are already making back some of the ground that was lost last week, or the week, the Friday after Thanksgiving, basically. That's when it started.
Absolutely. And based on the close, the record close, it looks like the E-mini S&P is about just over 1% away from record highs.
Yeah.
I mean, that's crazy. Marcus, I know you mentioned it earlier, leisure and hospitality seeing the biggest advances.
Yeah.
So big day for airlines and
there's the United airline yesterday up 8%, this morning tacking on another 3%. American Airlines yesterday up 7.8%, this morning up another 3.3%. What other stocks? I mean, we can take a look at the cruise lines, right? I mean, the cruise lines also up yesterday 8.2%, this morning up 3.3% for Royal Caribbean, Carnival Cruise Lines, same. I mean, very similar picture here.
Yeah, casinos also getting a little love, and nice to see. I know that, I mean, here's Wynn up 6% yesterday, 3.5% pre-market, and we both have positions in LVS. LVS looking good pre-market.
Yep, absolutely. Now, we got to talk about Moderna because this stock is just going crazy. So let's take a look at this. So first, we had this earnings drop where they really dropped significantly. From basically what, around 360 here to almost down to 200. I think it was around 210. Then, especially as the Omicron virus surfaced recently here, huge jump again, going up to what, almost 380. And now, as we learn more about this and people are less concerned about it, going down here to 265. I mean, this here is a 70% swing. And we always talk about these stocks and say, okay, stay away from this, especially with the wheel. They're highly speculative. I mean, this is where one day you're BPIA and the other day, what have I done? What have I done?
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Those high flyers are difficult. Those get difficult to trade. There's a ton of premium, right? And people get sucked into the premium, but with that extra premium comes extra risk.
Yeah. All right. Alibaba. I mean, Baba has been in the news. Let's just go to a weekly chart here for a moment so that we see what is happening here. I mean, Alibaba came from 320 down to, where were we? Like 113. So really, I mean, this is a massive drop. So what happened here over the past few weeks?
You know, it's one stock that's just really, really struggled with I believe just kind of the overall Chinese company environment and China's control over these companies. And I mean, we've just seen this with multiple names, but we saw recently, and I think this accounts for a bit of this rally, is that the internet giant announced a reorganization of its international and domestic e-commerce business. Alibaba also said that it will replace its CFO. So that drop, there could be other factors as well, but we see that just so many Chinese stocks just getting hammered and suffering from either announcements by the Chinese government or even just potential threats. You know, shareholders, U.S. shareholders afraid to own Chinese stocks because they're afraid what's next. You know, when private education companies, for-profit companies are doing well and prospering, and then the government says, you know what, we're done with education companies making money. Now they're all nonprofits. So yeah, that type of stuff is going to mess with stocks. Even like Baba, which is what, equivalent to Amazon?
Yeah, I mean, huge. Anyhow, after the restructuring news yesterday, they were up 10% this morning, having a follow-through up 4.6%. I mean, on this chart, it's barely a blip, but it's kind of good news, like almost has the bleeding stopped here. We'll see.
Is this the bottom?
Is this the bottom right now? Don't buy it just yet. Okay. Boston Beer this morning or yesterday up almost 7%. So Sam Adams. Or the makers of Sam Adams and other beer. I mean, they had a nice boost yesterday also after getting hammered and being down here significantly from almost 1,400 down to 500 and now yesterday up 7%.
Yeah, you know, and I know that a lot of the beer companies, they started to mess with the seltzer, you know, the hard cider, the seltzer stuff and the it didn't work for Zima. It didn't work for the beer companies. I think that they're realizing that people just like good old beer. So, but yeah, I saw that there was an analyst that upgraded Boston Beer to market perform from underperform. And that the upgrade of the beer company's valuation, it's re-rating and it's likely to compete. So,
yeah. All right, let's take a look at Bitcoin. I mean, Bitcoin had a wild, wild, wild weekend. And so right now, bouncing a little bit back after having the scare over the weekend, dropping to just a little bit above 42,000, coming from a high of 69,000. So down here, 30%. Right now, bouncing back this morning, trading above 50,000, so between 50,000 and 51,000. And I mean, this has just been a crazy move, right?
Crazy, crazy. And maybe the 50 mark is the level to compete with, right? You know, we saw that it acted as resistance on the way back up after that huge sell-off Saturday morning, now back above 50. You know, this is where I saw there was a viewer. We mentioned that Bitcoin had entered bear market territory, and a viewer said, no, it hasn't. As far as my definition, this entered bear market territory. Now, if it stays here, that's another question. But I mean, this thing's been hammered. Nice to see it pop back above 50. I think that overall, Bitcoin, it is a risk asset, but overall, it's a good thing to have some stability, because it's a big part of companies and just investments for everybody right now.
Yeah. And I mean, JP Morgan released a list here on, I found it on Business Insider, Market Insider, with 9 stocks of the highest correlation to Bitcoin. Some of them, I must honestly say, I never heard about. I mean, Bitminen, have you ever heard about Bitminen?
No, I don't know that one.
Right. So then we have Galaxy Digital, Marathon, Mara, of course. Sure. And we have been trading Mara. So this has been a good one. Hut Mining, haven't heard of this. Riot Blockchain. I thought that they were a little bit less correlated, but JP Morgan found out, as you can see, a 3-month correlation, 65% to Bitcoin, 58% to Ethereum. Then we have Hive. And then we have the ones that we are covering here often in the stock market update, like Coinbase. And of course, MicroStrategy. Was a little bit surprised not to see Square on this list here. So MicroStrategy, definitely the highest correlation with 75%.
That is interesting not to see Square. Hey, Marcus, you're talking about bear market territory. We have to look at Tesla.
Oh, yeah, Tesla. In the news again. There we go.
Yesterday, with Tesla sliding as much as 6.4% down to 950.50, it had a 23% decline. So it plunged into bear market territory, but it closed above bear market territory.
Yeah. So let's just quickly define it. So because there are the terms correction. So a correction is defined when a stock or a market retraces 10% from its most recent high. And bear market territory is officially defined when it plunges more than 20% from the most recent high. So this is what we see here. And yes, this is why when we see that Bitcoin was down more than 30%, definitely in bear market territory. And then let's see when it bounces back up. Yeah, but Tesla, I mean, holy cannoli. And then also we heard that now they have to replace faulty cameras on some of its models. They are under an SEC investigation. There's a lot going on for Tesla, and Elon Musk is still selling Tesla shares, right? I mean, because he said that he will sell 10% of the Tesla shares, and he right now already sold $10 billion worth of Tesla shares.
And I'm a fan of Tesla, and I can't remember the analyst that basically said, you know what, nobody's competing with Tesla for the next couple of years, even though they didn't change their neutral rating. But yeah, that chart's not looking as pretty as you might want it to if you're a Tesla.
Anyhow, and we have to get ready for trading, and it looks like a great trading day. I mean, this volatility has been fantastic for us. I mean, we have been placing trades every day. This week we are trading with our mastermind members. If you would like to learn more of how we trade these crazy markets, take a look at these videos that we have here. If you enjoyed the stock market update, subscribe to it, and we will see you in the next video.
Happy trading, everybody.